Final hour of Thankful Thursday, day four of the Spring Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. I am Brian Howell from the Diocese of Boise, from Salt and Light Catholic Radio. Tremendously blessed to be your host here during Spring Share-a-thon. And we just came off an incredible hour where it was well over $10,000. So again, thank you to all who called last hour. It was a challenge. We had to raise $5,000 to get $5,000. Thank you for all that generosity in those closing minutes to get us over the top. This hour, it's a matching fund, $3,000, dollar for dollar match, whatever you can give in this final hour of Thankful Thursday. We are going to double that gift up to $3,000. So let's get that phone ringing, please, at 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app.
I can't believe we're already at Thursday night.
It'll be Friday
On Monday we get here and we're like, wow, we've got this whole week ahead, and all of a sudden it's Thursday night.
You blink and it's Thursday.
But you know, we know that it kind of ramps up as we go throughout the week. The goals just get a little bigger and bigger, and by the time we get to Friday, we've got a long way to go still. So don't stop now if you haven't made your gift. You gotta do that while you can. So like we said, call 888-823-5286. You can also use the Hail Mary Media app. And I'm so excited for this last hour of Thursday to be joined by Sister Angela Marie Castellani. And I'm so excited that you're here today. Sister is with the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist. Some of our listeners may know them. They're out in Bridal Veil. And Oh my goodness, your home is one of the most beautiful places I have ever been, and I need to get out there again soon. But, Sister, we're so excited that you're here with us today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for your invitation. Thank you so much, Sarah, and thank you for being with us, Brian, too, and for hosting this show. I actually was in Boise very, very recently.
Really?
So good to hear that you're from there, too. I was there for the youth conference about 1400... young adults and mostly high school, so it was wonderful to be there.
Well,
wonderful.
Thank you for coming, because I know those teens always look forward to having religious sisters there. Did you find that they flock to you, you know, because your habit, and it's like, oh, a sister, and they just boing, they're right there in your face?
Yes, I did, actually. Yes, there was a wonderful receptivity by everyone, the adults especially, but also the young adults and high school students, a little more into the loud music than the sisters, but they did respond also. So very, very blessed to be there. Our sisters are in Pocatello, so they most often go, but I was blessed to be there and blessed to be here with you tonight.
Thank you so much. Patrick Ryan, our executive director. Wow, what an hour last hour.
It was incredible. Sister, the blessing is ours for sure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much.
We were blessed. Charles, who got in on the phone at 888-823-5286 from St. Cyril in Wilsonville, right there on the river. Thank you so much, Charles, for that gift. Tiffany in Vancouver at Holy Redeemer Parish. Thank you, Tiffany. We heard from Ted and Mary online in Vancouver at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Also online, David from Holy Redeemer in Vancouver, and one more, Robin in Vancouver at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Vancouver, made an online gift, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. We also like to hear that phone ring at 888-823-5286. How about that? 888-823-5286, the number to call. $3,000. We will double up every gift. There's no challenge this time around. It's just we'll double it up, because that's what we want to do for Sister. Double your gift right now. But we got to hear from you. 888-823-5286, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app. Let's go.
So, Sister, with our theme being Renew Your Hope, when you hear that, what does that mean to you as a Franciscan sister?
Sure. Thank you so much for the question. And what a beautiful theme you have chosen, especially right after the Triduum and, of course, right after the great solemnity of the Resurrection. I think of the apostles, right? At the Last Supper, Jesus washes their feet, and then they move into the Garden of Gethsemane, and then Jesus finds himself almost alone in front of the cross, and then here it is, resurrected, the empty tomb. So The great virtue of hope is what really sets our hearts to heaven. Hope is truly living with a foot in heaven, always with a great understanding of our identity, that we're here on earth to be able to live the life that Christ lived, to be able to speak of his love, to speak of his mercy, and to bring along with us everyone back to him in heaven. So hope is really the desire and the certitude that we all have, that we one day will be with Christ. So
that's beautiful.
Wow.
And I think as a community, how do we see hope and how do we try to live hope in our day-to-day life is, I think it's with a lot of patience, you know, things don't happen right away. And so that virtue of hope really requires a strong growth in the virtue of patience and humility. The patience to do good every day of our lives and to strive to do so and to help others to do the same. And then the humility of knowing that it's not all about us. Mm-hmm. It's actually very little about us. God does the most. You know, how many loaves do you have? How many fish do you have? Give me what you have, and I, your Lord, will do the rest. So again, the virtue of patience, I think, and humility are very, very crucial to our living the virtue of hope.
Wow. I wonder if you were listening last hour, because Father Nathie talked about the same thing, about we need patience and we need humility for those other virtues, especially for hope. And sister, thank you for sharing those words with us. I love the one foot in heaven. We're that's where we're going. We're on the way. And your community especially, you have a beautiful devotion to the Eucharist. And I mean, that's so central to our hope, right? That is the surest sign that we have on earth of where we're going. We're going to heaven. We're going to be with our Lord forever. And your full religious community name is Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist. Can you, especially because today is Thursday, the day we often dedicate to the Eucharist, can you share a little bit about your community and that focus on Eucharist? On the Eucharist?
Sure. Our community was founded 50 years ago. We're actually celebrating our 50th Jubilee this year. And we were founded out of a previous community, a former community, our mother community, who still exists in Wisconsin, called the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration. Mm-hmm. So our founding members who founded a community right after or within the turmoil of Vatican II had a strong love for the Eucharist. They grew up with 24-hour adoration,
right.
And it has been maintained now for over 140 years.
Wow.
So there was definitely a Eucharistic heart within our sisters, a beautiful devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, to adoration, to bringing people to Christ in the Eucharist and through the Eucharist. So as we were founded, the Vatican recognized that strong foundation and called us the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist. Mm. The Eucharist is the central part of our day-to-day life. We come together for Mass every day. And from there, then we depart to our own ministry. I remember earlier on information, I was teaching at a Catholic high school in Connecticut, and I was one of the several teachers at that time, and we used to have a 6 o'clock Mass in the morning. And I remember receiving the Eucharist, and we were on a tight schedule, so that I will sit after receiving the Eucharist, not on my pew, but in the back of our chapel. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we received the blessing, as the hymn was being sung, I was already starting to go. And because I drove for about 45 minutes to get to school, and some of the other sisters the same. So as I'm leaving the driveway in the car that I was driving, then we were about five of us, same driveway, then at the bottom of the driveway, one goes right, two goes left, the other goes straight. And I had this image of, here we are, we have just received the Eucharist, and now we're kind of departing and spreading God's love and bringing that love of Christ, the body of Christ, to other people. And, you know, you see that and you think that some people will receive it only through and with you. So never to miss the opportunity of bringing Christ to someone in a particular way, in the appropriate way, because that someone could be, you could be the only person that they might encounter to do that for them. So we just never know, to always be Eucharistic people.
It's beautiful.
Patrick Ryan joining us now with a list of folks to thank.
We do, but you know, that reminds me, during this this Eucharistic revival that we have going on, it's even more important to be able to do that, you know, and always think of when I receive, just let me decrease and the Lord increase, because I want to be that crystal tabernacle that just Lord shines out through. That's what I want to take out to people. So hopefully we're able to do that through the radio. Some people are really helping us do it, and I want to thank Jim in Vancouver at Holy Redeemer Parish. Thank you so much, Jim, for giving us a call today, 888-823-5286. Terry made that phone call at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. And from St. Edward's in Salem, the Kaiser area, we heard from Rose. Rose, thank you so much for giving us a call from the capital city today. 888-823-5286, the number, MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. We're trying to take that Eucharistic presence out there to give hope to the world, and we're glad that you decided to become an agent of hope with us. So we're well on the way. $3,000 match for the hour. We've already got $1,260 in. $1,740 to go. Almost halfway there. $1,740 to go. Doubling all those gifts. All three of these going to get doubled up, and we want to double your gift, but we got to hear from you before 7 o'clock.
888-823-5286 is that number to call to double your gift between now and 7 o'clock. 888-823-5286 or online, MatreDayRadio.com or that Hail Mary Media app. Now, people might not know, sister, from your accent that you're not around from around these parts. So I'm just curious, how did you get to the Archdiocese of Portland? What are some other, you'd mentioned Connecticut, but what are some other areas that you've served?
Sure. I was, I'm Italian. I was born and raised in a small town outside of Assisi, Italy. And I met the community in Rome through a friend. We played soccer together. Oh. And she suggested, because I wanted to learn English, that I would spend some time in Connecticut at our Mother House community, where we have several programs. And the program that I was in, it was called the LEN program, which is a program from young adults, young people who are kind of at a pivotal time in life where they're making some choices. They might not be ready to go to grad school. They need a little bit of time out and service. So a little bit of like a gap year. I was just finishing up my law practice after I graduated from law school, and I needed a little bit of a break, wanted to learn English. So I went and served with our community for a summer for about 3 months. And that's where I really started to know the sisters, and where God really touched my heart bit by bit. Again, when you go to Mass every day, adoration every day, faithful prayer and reception of the sacraments, then you become less blind to God and less deaf to His word. So I guess He spoke to me a little deeper at that time. So I did join the community. I lived in Connecticut and taught at a high school after graduating from theology, a master in theology, and then I was sent in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So as soon as I made my final vows a few months later, I moved to Vancouver, and there were two of us sent there to begin our mission. And I worked initially as a campus minister and professor of theology at St. Mark's College at UBC, University of British Columbia. And then after 3 years, I moved to the Archdiocese of Vancouver as the coordinator for adult faith formation and catechesis. So I've been to Portland now for about
almost a year,
13 months.
Oh, yeah. Over a year. Wow.
A little over a year. Yes. Oh. Yeah. And I joined our community in Bridalville. So beautiful, beautiful area. I'm blessed. I spent the afternoon today doing a little gardening outside. And so
your yeah, place wonderful. There is just incredible. They have a waterfall behind their house. Nice. Like their own private waterfall. It's just incredible. And then the river's on the other side. Your house is this renovated Italian style villa. And you've got farm animals. It's one of my favorite places, if you can't tell.
So, wow. Yeah.
And I just love that we get to bring you here on the radio and more people get to know about you and about your community. And that's one of the things I really love about the radio, is we get to learn about the religious orders and hear about, you know, your vocation and where it took you. And that's one of the things that you can do here at Mater Dei Radio.
888-823-5286. Make that call during the break so that you don't miss our conversation with Sister. 888 888- 823-5286 or go to materday.com, materdayradio.com, excuse me, or the Hail Mary Media app. We are winding down Thankful Thursday here at the Spring Share-a-thon at Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286, the number to call, 888-823-5286. We did get a little bit of phone action there during the break. So last update we had is that we still need $1,740 in order to meet that $3,000 goal. But I think we have been chipping away a little bit. And also the internet, moderndayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. So we will get an update here shortly from the call center. But $1,740 was our last update. So we need to do some sprinting here in the final 35 minutes of Thankful Thursday. We've had an incredible day. I believe we've hit all of our goals, and we do not want to fall short of the finish line in this final hour. So let's hear that phone ring at 888-823-5286 or materdayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. During the break, we were talking about the Idaho Catholic Youth Conference, which has grown exponentially over the years, and it was so delightful to have you there. And we had the other order from Portland that was there.
The Sisters of St. Mary of Oregon.
Yeah,
yes.
So it was just tremendous because we are lacking in that the religious sisters being there. And so I think that when our youth, and there was 1,500, I believe,
wow,
that packed this conference, when they see sisters, they may have never seen one before, mm-hmm, in their life. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's probably why you were attacked.
In the best way possible.
In the best way possible. But, you know, if there are young ladies out there and they're listening, and you had spoke about it before the break, but to be able to find some quiet in such a noisy world in order to hear God's response.
Yes, absolutely. You do need that quiet time. You know, you even hope. You think about hope and the hopes that our young people have today, and how do they get in touch with what they truly hope for, which is ultimately Jesus and the love of Christ. So how do we help them get in touch with their deepest hope? And it is that quiet time. It is a time set apart, a time of prayer, a time of reflection that is often offered in places like convents or maybe a retreat that could be led by someone. And we're happy to do so. We have had the great pleasure of attending some of the young adult retreats and the young professional here in Portland. I think I've been inspired and very hopeful to see the fate and that they have and the joy that they have in living their faith and how they go about to be able to get in touch with the deepest hope that they have. So the more we can reach out to young people and just be with them, maybe in their noise and try as we share their noise to bring them to a different kind of environment that allows for more reflection and a time for listening.
Well, we hear from these young people and the teenagers that attend the youth conference, they have to go to mass because mom and dad are dragging them there. But when they go off to college, then it becomes their choice. You know, I want to go to mass. That switch has to be flipped. And when we interview these young adults, it's like, when did that happen for you? And the word that comes up most often is encounter. I had an encounter with Jesus. Well, when did that happen? It happened during adoration.
Yes.
So just, and another word that's been coming up this week that we've heard many, many times has been invitation.
Yeah.
You have to invite others to come to mass, come to adoration, because that's where the encounter happens.
Yes. Invitation and the invitational approach is absolutely so effective and so beautiful. We invite people to join in something that we deeply believe in and we love, right? When I invite you to join me is because I love what I'm about to do, right? If I go to a restaurant and I eat amazing food, the first thing I do is I text someone or I call someone and say, hey, you have to go there. The food is amazing. So if I come out of church, out of mass, and I have experienced, you know, the love and the joy that the Eucharist brings to me and the depth of God's love, then as I go out, I want others to come and experience the same. So invitation is essential. How do we invite, right? I think with gentleness, invitation has to be appropriate, maybe even to wait to establish a relationship. Why should they listen to me, right? Mm-hmm. If I listen to them first. So I think it's crucial to establish relationship as we invite and reach out to people.
Yeah.
And often to say, would you come with me? Not just say, why don't you go?
Right.
But to go.
I'll go with you.
You know, so the invitation and the other beautiful word that Pope Francis gives us over and over is accompaniment. Mm-hmm. So to accompany others to Christ.
Yeah. Because they don't care about what you know until they know that you care.
Yeah.
You care. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we do want to make that invitation for you to share the joy of Mater Dei Radio, which has been spreading that message of hope for 34 years. We've only got a half hour left. We haven't had an update in a while from the call center, but last we heard, we were $1,700 away from our goal. So we want to make sure that we continue to hear that phone ring here in the studio, 888-823-5286. But we're going to match your gift dollar for dollar, double those gifts up to $3,000, but we got to hear that phone ring, 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app.
It's funny, as soon as you said that, Brian walked through the door with an update. So it looks like we have $1,395 to go, so we're just a little over halfway there. And we're just over halfway there as far as the hour. So got to keep going. We were talking, sister, earlier today about Catholics like to sit in the back of church and wait till the last minute. So don't be waiting till the last minute. We've got our Holy Redeemer crew in the back. They got really busy in the last hour, but I think Mr. Ed is getting bored again. You know, before when he was bored, he was writing signs out, please call, on a piece of paper, and he was taking pictures of it and sending it to the parishioners. So you don't want Mr. Ed to be bored. He's got to keep him busy. So please call 888-823-5286. You can also go to the Hail Mary Media app or materdeiradio.com. And sister, I loved what you were saying about inviting people and establishing that relationship. That's something, I mean, I really appreciate as being involved with Young Catholic Professionals that you and many of the other sisters from your order and other orders as well have just been present at our events. You're walking with us and we're getting to know you, and you actually have invited us. We're doing a special member event at your place in the summer, and so we're excited to just that you actually invited us there. But the power of invitation, and I love what you said about when you eat a great meal at a restaurant, you just, you know, the next day, like a lot of times we come into work and I just, you know, how was your night? And like, oh, I went to this great restaurant. It was so good. Or I'm the type of person, I'll take a picture and put on Instagram or send it to somebody. But you know, the radio station and the different media that we offer, we kind of can do the same thing with that. And that's a lot of the ways that our listeners can help spread the hope that you can find through Jesus Christ. And that is transmitted through so much of our media, our radio station, our app, all of our podcasts, which are on all the major platforms. All you have to do to share in a very approachable way, like you were saying, sister, not, you know, sometimes you have to be gentle, you have to kind of know the right moment, but sometimes it's just sharing something on your Instagram page or just sending it to a friend, say, hey, I found this podcast or I listened to this episode and I just thought of you. It made me think that you would enjoy this. And so that's a really easy way to spread your faith too through what Mater Dei Radio offers. So if you're listening and this has been a blessing for you, maybe you've already given your gift to the Share-a-thon, we still need your help. Obviously, we always need your prayers, but we need you to just let people know about the good things that are happening here at Mater Dei Radio. And if you haven't made your gift yet, you can still call 888-823-5286 or you can give online or the Hail Mary Media app.
How are we able to be that hope to others? I mean, we're coming off of Easter, and sometimes I think our joy sort of starts, the needle starts dipping towards the E, and we don't want that. We want to sprint towards Pentecost and the church's birthday, but sometimes it's difficult to remain joyful all the time. And what we need to, because we want to reflect that out to others and bring them to know the joy and the hope that we have in Christ. So what are some ways that maybe you personally do that, or just some advice that you would give our listeners this evening about how do we stay joyful and hopeful?
I believe we keep being joyful and we consistently are hopeful only and when we feed ourselves of Jesus himself. So when we place our hope and our joy in him, then we're able to maintain that. Now, it's easier said than done, and I believe that too. I don't think I live on a high every single day of my life. I'm not here saying I'm always, you know, extremely excited and happy at any time. I'm never sad, and I never have a difficult moment, or I never doubt. Of course not. Otherwise, I'll be already with 2 feet in heaven and not here. But bottom line is really to what we base our hope and our joy, in whom we base our hope and our joy. So it is in Christ. And how do we grow in that awareness and certainty, especially in times of difficulties and sufferings, is it's constantly being faithful to the Christian life. Mm. So the sacrament and prayer, of course. And I think on top of that, Jesus also gave us the church. So when I say the church, I speak about the community on earth, right? Mm-hmm. So we're here together. Do you have a community that you can rely on? I know that community brings with its own challenges on a day-to-day basis, but brings joy to me. The community becomes a place where I can place my concerns, my struggles, my suffering, and find support and reassurance, a place where I can be challenged in a way that allows me then to step out of my own, at times, self-pityness, where I can fall. So I have someone who loves me that much that is able to call me out of that. And so then I get recentered, and I get again in touch with what true joy and hope is, which is to live with our Lord. So I will say the sacrament and prayer, crucial, and community. If I can add another element, I will say, study and read the lives of the saints. They were amazing people. They, in personification of joy in one way or another, what was their secret? You know, what did they do? So if you see yourself struggling, well, they did too. But they're in heaven. We have that certainty since the church has declared them saint. And, you know, we can all find a saint that seems to have had some similar experience than ours, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So if St. Augustine can be a saint, then so could I. I have no excuse.
Right.
You know, I remember struggling writing my request for renewal of vows, not my first vows. I made my first vows with great certainty. Then 3 years after, we're called to renew our vows for other 3 years before our final profession. And and I think I was kind of struggling with the idea. I'm like, you know, why me? I'm not worth it, right? I'm not worthy to do this. And I remember I wrote that letter on the Feast of St. Matthew, September 21st. And I was teaching high school, and we read the gospel, and I asked my students something to this line. I said, How did I ask it? I said, well, if Jesus called Matthew, said, what does it mean to you? Right? So if he called Matthew, I said to them, what does it mean to you? And of course, I was kind of almost removing myself from the question, right? If he called Matthew, what does it mean to you? So you find about 30 of this, they were sophomores, so about 15 years old. And a little boy from the back rose his hand, and he said to me, well, it means that if you called Matthew, he could call me too. So then that was the answer to me, right?
You got the answer you were looking for.
So if he called Matthew, why couldn't he possibly call me? So
Wow. Thank
you. So the life of the saints. The life of the saints.
Yeah. Thank you, sister. And yeah, God calls us, and we need you to call too at 888-823-5286. I think everybody's listening to what sister has to say, and that's also a pattern when we have a great guest. See, as soon as I start talking, they start ringing. But whenever we have a great guest, everyone wants to listen. They don't want to call in. So now's your time. Call at 888-823. See, look at that. 5286. Or on the Hail Mary Media app like that person just did. And Pat is here to give us an update.
We've got some thank yous to get out. Jean in Vancouver at Holy Redeemer Parish, thank you so much, Jean, for giving us a call at 888-823-5286. We heard from, I think it's Jaime and Washugal at Holy Redeemer Parish. Thank you so much for making that gift. We appreciate hearing from you. And Jason gave us a call at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver at 888-823-5286. And you can also make those gifts online at MatreDayRadio.com, the Hail Mary Media app, ringing and a dinging. $1,385 to go, $1,385 to go. So we are really over halfway there.
Yeah.
We can do it with your help, but we've got to do it before the top of the hour, matching every dollar up to $3,000. So all three of these gifts doubled. We'll double those.
Fantastic.
And we want to double yours, but we got to hear from you. 888-823-5286.
Well, now would be a great time to do that as we take our break. That way you don't miss anything that sister has to say. See, you get that out of the way and you get to enjoy the final 19 minutes of Thankful Thursday. So call now, 888-823-5286, or go online, materdayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. We are going to wrap up Thankful Thursday after this break. It is Spring Share-a-thon on Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. 16 minutes to go, $1,385 left to raise. Yeah, as you had mentioned, Sarah, people wait until the last minute.
I know. Yeah, they're doing it. I think to see us, or like I said, not seeing us, but they like to see us sweat a little bit.
Just yeah. Well, we are. Even though you can't see it, we are. So we need to hear those phones ring here in these final 15 minutes. 888-823-5286. It may take one of those bell ringers down the hall to get us there, but we don't want to leave these matching funds on the table. These gifts are to help us to get to these goals. We know what we have to reach by the end of tomorrow when Share-a-thon is over, and so we have to hit all of these goals, and we have hit every one today so far, so we don't want to trip at the finish line. Let's hear from you, please. 888-823-5286, or go online, materdayradio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. $1,385 to go. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's less. Oh, how much less? We'll find out from Patrick Ryan.
Hey, I've got the answer to your riddle. 1965 in, $1,965 leaves us a balance of $1,035. So we're closing in. I know we can get there, but we need you. We need you to call 888-823-5286, because I tell you what I'm going to do. You call, I'll double your gift.
Oh,
how about that?
You're a great guy. You're a great guy.
No strings attached. We'll double those gifts, just like we're going to do for Cody. Cody down in Albany. Great to hear from Albany. You know, that's the point where you get both signals. You can get KMME and KBVM right there in Albany. You can get both of them. Neither one of them very strong, but you can get both of them, because that's like the halfway point right there. So, yeah, right there in Albany, you can get both of those. But, you know, to solve that dilemma, you can just listen online at MatreDayRadio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app. That's where Cody made his gift. Cody, thank you very much. Goes to Nativity of the Mother of God Ukrainian Catholic Church.
Wow.
My friend Mel goes there.
Wow,
wonderful church.
That's amazing.
So great. Cody, thank you for getting in today. And again, $1,035 to go. We get a bell ringer, Brian. We got it.
I would love to hear that. Love to hear old Blue Eyes sing one more time on this Thankful Thursday. 888-823-5286 as we wrap up our conversation here on Thankful Thursday with Sister Angela Marie from the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist. And again, just I know you haven't been in Portland long, so you might not know about the tradition and the wonderful year. I mean, 34 years Mater Dei Radio's been around. But you've been around enough to know just how powerful that Catholic media can be and what it means to people, giving that message of hope. So, you know, we got to get people off the fence and get them to pick up that phone. What would you say to those people to encourage them to give today?
Well, this is my first time here at Mater Dei Radio, and I drove in and I experienced just a peacefulness and a beauty just in the way that the building looked from the outside. And coming inside, I saw the beautiful statue of our Blessed Mother and a little chapel where I was able to pray. So this is a place that I will say is a sacred place, a sacred space that God has given us here in the Archdiocese of Portland. So definitely worth it, your support, your continued support. A lot of the services that they provide that are wonderful. They reach all ages, and from prayer opportunities to wonderful programs. So please support Mater Dei Radio, 888-823-5286. So please make your call. There we go.
Oh, well, you're a pro already, yes, sister. I think we might have to have you back.
It's easy to do for causes like this.
Oh, thank you. And yes, please make your gift now. Like we said, you don't want to wait till the last minute. People like to wait, but don't wait, because we got to fill those phones up. We got to keep that Holy Redeemer crew before we send them back over to Vancouver. And you know, with only 1,035 left, if you want to give a little more than that, we do have that wonderful gift of a private gathering at Backwoods Brewing Company for a gift of $1,200 or more. So that's $100 a month. If you also want to go a little lower, we've got at $750, you can go to the Grotto. There's a pack of Upper Garden passes, and it also comes with this beautiful statue of the Pietà. And Sister Angela, you've been able to be at the Grotto several times since you've moved to Portland.
Yes, I actually used to bring young people from Vancouver, British Columbia, down to our house in Bradleyville, and then always make a stop at the Grotto.
Oh, wow.
Just a beautiful sanctuary. Mass every day, a rosary every day, just an extremely peaceful environment out in the Portland area. You would not know you are in Portland when you step into the Grotto. There is a sacredness in the grounds, beautiful gardens. And you mentioned the statue of the Pietà, and I wondered as I'm looking at it, you know, what kind of hope Mary would have had to hold, you know, the lifeless body of her son. She knew that through that he would bring salvation to all. And I think to pray to Mary within the Grotto and the beautiful grounds and the chapel there, it's very powerful. So please know that your prayers are never unanswered when placed into the heart of our Blessed Mother. And the Grotto is definitely that one place here in Portland that allows us to do that, and also to place our intentions. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. In the Grotto itself, you can place a candle that can be burned for a loved one, for someone whom you're concerned for, and intentions that you might have. So definitely I would advise you to go and visit the Grotto.
And going back to like the Backwoods Brewing Company private gathering, it's for you and a guest. So call that guest and see if you can go half.
Yeah,
on
that's
that.
A great idea.
And then it will be just $50 a month for the two of you, but you will still be helping Mater Dei Radio. Thank you for that call. That person called 888-823-5286. But you could do that also with the Grotto, because it's four passes to the Garden. So split that up. If $750 might be a little out of your budget right now, we know times are tough and budgets are tight, but hey, if you go in with your friends and say, hey, this is going to an opportunity to experience that peace and that hope and joy that Sister was talking about at the Grotto. So let's get those phones ringing, please. We have to finish strong on this Thankful Thursday. We've hit all of our goals so far, and we don't want to trip right before the finish line on Thankful Thursday. There's an online gift at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app, and we'd love to hear that phone ring. We need a phone blitz here in these final 7 minutes. Let's fill up all of those phone lines and get to that goal, and we'll double your gift. 888 888- 323-5286 or online, materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.
One thing I wanted to mention quickly is I don't even know if I've talked to you about this, sister, but I was able a while back to do a video for Mater Dei Radio out at the Sisters of Bridal Veil.
Oh, wonderful.
And so actually a lot of people had never been to your home. And I mean, it's a little bit of a drive, although it's really not that far. You should go visit. But, you know, through that video, so many people watched that. It was one of our most viewed videos on YouTube. And you could actually see the waterfall, the river, the animals, the chapel, the house. And you know, we want to create more opportunities like that. That was an example of something that we wanted to do here at the radio. And we kind of just started slow. You know, I would like to do more of these projects where we get out in the community and we do more video, but we really do need your support to continue and to expand into new media. You know, we have our bills and we have to be, you know, prudent with our resources and figure out where God is calling us to focus. But, you know, if we have your support, then we can really expand into new media, into video and more digital avenues. And so if you're listening right now and maybe you're feeling a call to evangelize to maybe the next generation, to those young people that we were talking about earlier, those young adults or those teenagers, or you know, even children that are growing up or those that aren't born yet, we need your support so that we can continue this into the future. So please make that happen. If you're hearing this right now, maybe God is calling you to kind of pay it forward to that next generation. So call 888-823-5286. You can use the Hail Mary Media app. That is a great way to give, and that is one of those new digital tools that we have. And so please consider giving. We need to make this goal. We need to keep going so that we can go into our last day of Share-a-thon with a good, you know, we're meeting all of our goals, and we can go into Friday and know that the rest of the week is taken care of. We don't have to worry about making up any difference. You know, we don't want to be extra stressed on Friday. I mean, I'm saying that a little selfishly. We'd like to just go in and know we hit our goal on Thursday. And I know we're getting there. We're so close. We're just, okay, Pat just came in. We're just over $1,000 left. $1,005. So if you can call in with a $1,000 gift, you'll hear the bell ring, which is always fun. Sister, I don't think you've heard that. Oh, wait.
Oh,
okay, we heard that. Okay.
Oh, man,
oh, there we go. All right. Oh, my goodness. Does that mean we got it? Oh, then we got it. Thank you for that gift.
That is wonderful. Thank you, everyone.
You got to hear the music. Oh, so great. Thank you so much for that gift. Everyone that's given today, thank you so very, very much.
We always think about radio waves going out and covering a large area, and that is true. And then, of course, with the thank you for that online, I was just going to say, materdeiradio.com and that Hail Mary Media app. It's beyond Portland. It's beyond the Archdiocese of Portland. It goes across the country and around the world. So even though that's going out, I think what it does, because we are the universal church, is it shrinks the size of that space. I mean, I know it does in the Diocese of Boise, which is actually the entire state of Idaho, but by having these interviews and talking to people at different parishes throughout the region, it brings the family closer together.
Yeah.
And we can learn about what's going on with different people, different ministries. And that was the thing we've been talking about all week, how Mater Dei Radio is this Catholic hub. And there's all these spokes that come out from the hub, but we're all part of that Catholic wheel. And we need you to help us out. What a tremendous day. We made all of our goals this day thanks to you, and we appreciate all of the calls and all the financial support from you out there today. So thank you for making Thankful Thursday a tremendous success.
We're so thankful, sister, that you could come in and be with us today. And really quickly before we break at 7 o'clock, I want to just say thank you to all of our guests today. We started with Julie Ondurko, the host of Your Next Mission from God, our good friend Dina Marie Hale, Chris Blanchard from the Grotto. We also had St. Mary's Cathedral. We had Jenna, the pastoral associate, Monsignor O'Connor, who even made a gift from Hawaii before his hula class. That's what he said. Father Gary from St. Edwards and Kaiser, and Father Thomas Nathie from Holy Redeemer. And then, of course, ending with you, Sister Angela Marie. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a joy to be here, and please know that we pray for you. The sisters send their greetings, and please count on our prayers.
Oh, thank you so much, sister. Well, we're getting close to our break here, and we are just, wow, just what a wonderful day and a wonderful week so far, and we're going to go into Friday. Yeah, we'll start bright and early again tomorrow.
7 o'clock, we'll be with you, and we've got a great lineup tomorrow, so make sure you join us at 7 a.m. I think tomorrow we're going to go from 7 until noon.
All right.
And then we'll take a break, and then we'll be coming back to wrap up with the Good Deacon between 7 or 4 and 7 to wrap up Spring Share-a-thon.
And one thing I want to mention real quick but that we do on Friday, it's become a tradition, is we pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy live in studio at 3 o'clock. We won't have special guests, but it's a beautiful hour where we're just praying, and then we're being thankful for everything that we've received. And so that's become a really special tradition. So I encourage you to listen most of tomorrow, but especially that 3 o'clock hour is just very powerful.
All right. Well, we again want to thank everybody who supported Mater Dei Radio throughout this Thankful Thursday. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to the volunteers who answered phones. Thank you for the delicious lunch.
That was wonderful.
So I don't know if there's any leftovers. We're going to find out here in a couple of minutes when we're off the air. But we just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all the love and support. We feel it. It's palpable here in the studio. And we've heard some tremendous stories once again. And when will those interviews be up on the... if people have missed some of these incredible stories and testimonies?
I'm going to start posting a few of them tonight. We've been really busy, so I don't have as many as I'd like yet. But we will start posting a few tonight, and then we'll post a few more, and then especially next week we'll get them all up there. And we'll make sure we send that out too. But yeah, if you can go and listen to a few, probably tomorrow is probably when you should check. So
all right. Well, we are looking forward to that. So if you've missed any of these incredible 4 days, you need to go to materdeiradio.com and listen to those audio archives. So, well, I guess from all of us here at Mater Dei Radio, thank you so much for a thankful Thursday, successful Thankful Thursday, and we will join you tomorrow at 7 a.m. What is it, Faithful or Fantastic? What do we call Friday?
I think it's Faithful.
Faithful Friday? Yes.
But it can also be Fantastic. We'll do both.
It'll be Fantastically Faithful. So join us tomorrow at 7 a.m. Enjoy your evening. God bless. Talk to you soon.